Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally tonight, as we approach 7 o'clock, markets and company news from Rand Swiss. Viv Govender, good evening to you and welcome. And let's start with our currency, if we can. Rand firming below the psychological 19 Rand to the dollar level. I think less volatile world markets and also maybe a little more encouragement coming from the government of national unity that it's going to hold.
Oh, yes, most certainly. I mean, look, I mean, we have to take into fact that even though the dollar to Rand has come down quite nicely, I mean, if you look at, for instance, the euro to Rand, we last week basically approached levels that were all-time highs, and though it is a bit better right now, I mean, it'd be still, you know, down significantly over the last month or so. I mean, the euro basically over the last month is almost 2% versus the Rand. And we see a similar picture as well if you look at other currencies, you know. So I do think that in terms of what's been happening with regards to, you know, the Rand, in dollar terms, yes, 19 to the dollar, very good. But, you know, we're still basically above 21.50 to the euro to the Rand, which is, you know, also, I think, quite important. We don't have... you know, the euro is also quite important for our trade relations.
Viv, let's switch to the JSE now, and a nice rebound at the start of the week. I've got it up about 1.75%, led in the main by financial stocks today, up almost 3.5%, and in particular, a nice performance from Absa, up almost 6%.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look at, for instance, the financials, they generally tend to, like, mimic whatever the currencies are doing, you know, because they both work on the idea of risk, and the lower the risk, the better the currency is going to be. The lower the risk, the better, you know, because financial markets are going to be as well. So I do think that, you know, it's not a total, you know, surprise that we are seeing that. With regards to Absa, I mean, you know, yeah, it's up quite nicely today. But I mean, if you just had a look at the price over the last, you know, month or so, it's still down 8.5%, basically. And I do think that, you know, what's been happening right now with regards to the underlying, you know, financials, especially, you know, we did see a bit of a rally last year with regards to, you know, the GNU and so on. But I think we've seen a bit of a pullback recently with regards to these companies, just because of the fact that we haven't seen, you know, even disregarding what's been happening with regards to, you know, to the GNU right now, we haven't really seen the material effects, you know, that we wanted to see come through in the economy, you know, in terms of a growth, etc.
On the flip side, though, and last week, resource stocks were really leading the charge, but slipping back today, down by 1.6%, I guess on the back of a bullion price that is a little bit weaker, still above $3,000 an ounce. But Goldfields is down almost 4.5%. DRD Gold is down. Harmony is down. In fact, across the board, Sibanye Gold is down too.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, 3,000 is 3,200 is a new level, I think, that she's talking. It's still above 3,200. It's quite a
indeed, 3,208, I apologize, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's still about 3,000. 3,000, you know, psychologically was the level that we used to talk about. You know, the fact that we've blown through it in the kind of level, that, in the kind of way we've had is, you know, obviously, you know, quite impressive here. And look, I mean, yeah, we have seen a bit of a pullback today. But, I mean, the resources sector has, you know, really, you know, performed quite well. I mean, in the last year, it, compared to, for instance, the financial sector or something, we are still seeing, you know, quite a nice performance coming through. Yeah, look, I do think that resources are, you know, one of the more vulnerable things to the current turmoil happening out there. And I still think the turmoil is still ongoing, quite frankly. What's been happening with China and the U.S. Continues. There is a conspiracy theory out there that, you know, that the Chinese and some other, you know, trading partners have gotten out, and they've effectively, what they've done is they've sold U.S. bonds, kind of dumped them into the market. And that's one of the reasons which we've seen, for instance, the 10-year yield, you know, kind of spiked up last week, and the 30-year yield as well. And I think that is obviously something to be considered, that this is an ongoing kind of, you know, battle between the major powers out there. And what's important about China, of course, it's the biggest demand of commodities in the world. And they are not going to be able to just ignore what's been happening with the U.S. Trade war.
As far as that trade war is concerned, two items I think which are important adding to your thinking. One is that global technology stocks have climbed. I think investors are betting on better tariff terms. And two, this week that the G7 central banks are going to prepare their first response to the chaos regarding U.S. tariffs. Again, this is something, as you've pointed out in the past, that really has worried the global economy. But a nice turn for global tech stocks.
Yeah, look, I mean, you said it's like, you know, a whole, he has come out and basically, you know, taken off the electronics tariffs, basically, you know, which is obviously going to be great for companies like Amazon, Amazon and Apple, especially. You know, I think the tariff thing with him so far has been a lot more bark than bite, you know what I mean? We've seen a number of delays. We've seen, you know, for instance, what's happened with Mexico and Canada, where he's been very aggressive, but, you know, very, you know, quick to basically reverse course. It makes you somehow believe, despite some of the people he has on staff, like people like, you know, Peter Navarro, etc., that this is a negotiating tactic. Like some people have been arguing that this is a tactic he's going to be using, you know, the threat of tariffs. And the reason that he has to be so aggressive on them is that people have kind of gotten onto the idea that he's kind of been bluffing recently. So he has to be super aggressive to kind of like reinforce the threat of tariffs. So yeah, I do think that what's been happening with the tariff situation ongoing, but with electronics is basically, you know, pulled back quite significantly on what's been happening with China.
Viv, we saw last week a plunge in the oil price, but today I'm just looking at Brent crude up to $65.35 a barrel. That's up just over 1%. Again, also perhaps starting to see a settling as far as crude is concerned.
Yeah, look, I mean, again, these are one of the things where the levels have gotten so crazy that, you know, people, you're talking about getting back above $65 a barrel. You know, a little while ago, $65 a barrel was quite a strong number, you know what I mean? And I do think that, you know, you can't exclude the fact that, you know, it was oil prices are at levels, I think, right now, that even the Saudis are going to be under a huge amount of pressure going forward, let alone places like Nigeria and so on. Obviously, South Africa, we benefit greatly from it. Places like India, China also benefit quite a deal from it. And strange enough, the U.S. is harmed quite badly by it because of the local oil production. They're the biggest producer in the world. But yeah, I just think that the levels we talk about, $65 a barrel, is very near what I think the bottom of this price could be. You get it below $60 a barrel, and you're going to start seeing, for instance, you know, shale production in the U.S. under threat. And I think that's quite harmful for prices, because it would probably cause prices to go up quite strongly thereafter.
We are at the start of a short trading week, yet there are two sets of data points which are out this week which are important. One is tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, the Reserve Bank, the SARB, publishes the first edition of its 2025 monetary policy review. What will you be looking out for?
Look, I mean, I don't know what those economists are going to be able to determine going forward, because, I mean, I think the world at the moment is so uncertain. The idea that we would be able to basically get some kind of idea as to what the SARB is able to predict in the future, I think it's going to be not much better than what a random walk looks like, quite frankly. So yeah, I'd like to see what the thoughts on the current process are going to be like, but I do think that in terms of just trying to predict the market going forward, just trying to predict the economy is going forward, we are in a period in which the fog of war, if you say that, is the deepest it's ever been, and we are going to be finding it very difficult to make any kind of predictions.
We are looking for one bright spark, though, this week. Stats SA on Wednesday releases February trade figures, retail trade figures. Now, if I recall, there was a good start to the year in January, up by around 7%. That was year on year, 1.2% month on month. And Viv, this is a very important barometer as far as the short-term economy is concerned and general consumer sentiment.
Yeah, most certainly. But look, I mean, the thing about the South African consumer, and it's always been something that's always surprised me. I mean, even in the depths, I'm old enough to remember this, in 2008, which was like, you know, we're talking, you know, 17 years ago, we still saw the South African consumer, you know, incredibly strong. And the fact of the matter is that the South African consumer has managed to weather these storms with surprising strength, you know, despite, like you say, uncertainties, despite you see economic weakness out there. The fact that we are growing at like 7% in an economy that's not even growing at quarter that level, shows that, the consumer is still willing to spend. And yes, it's going to be important for like retailers and so on. But don't be surprised if you see strong numbers coming through again. The consumer in South Africa just loves to spend.
Wealth manager at Rand Swiss, Viv Govender, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.